Yoda, ko tūwhina waroa nā tanahira toku ingoa. This is your Wātea News. Whānau Ora Commissioning Agency Chief Executive John Tamihere says he intends to name the officials who blocked Māori providers from getting the data they need to identify unvaccinated Māori. The High Court has agreed with the Whānau Ora Agency's claim it should have access to National Health Index data and gave the Health Ministry 3 days to comply. Mr Tamihere says the more than 90% of the 500,000 people vaccinated by 81 Whānau Ora providers and clinics around the North Island were non-Māori, because the system is designed to put those groups first in line. He says the fact the system wasn't changed in the face of the pandemic, even though they knew about lagging vaccination rates among Māori, was down to deep-seated racism.
In the next wee while, I'll be naming every person that was part of the decision to block us, because it's individuals. MOH doesn't practice institutional racism. Racists within the Ministry of Health do. And the more you can identify them and call them out, like they name us on the front page.
John Tamihere. A Māori GP and health researcher says whānau Māori need to plan for when COVID comes home. Maitere Harwood says the decision to ease restrictions in Tāmaki Makaurau next week, despite record high daily cases, the majority of them Māori, is a major concern. She says not enough was done to ensure equity in vaccination rates, and Māori are still running 20% behind. That's why whānau need to make sure their homes are ready and vulnerable kaumātua and tamariki can be looked after.
And just that sort of planning needs to happen as well, on top of doing what we can in that public space in terms of physical distancing, wearing your mask, keeping your hands clean, not touching your face or anywhere near your mouth unless your hands are clean. All of these things all need to happen at the same time for us to be in the best position possible.
Dr. Maitere Harwood. There were 126 new community cases of COVID-19 today, 107 in Auckland, 18 in Waikato, and 1 in Northland. Just half have so far been linked to other cases. A tohunga, who has shared her knowledge of traditional practices concerning whales, now has a torowa named after her. When what's known as Rāmini's beaked whale was found on the west coast 10 years ago, Rāmini Stewart pushed for it to be examined. Auckland University scientist Emma Carroll says once it was identified as new, it was named to reflect its connection to Indigenous peoples.
We're really pleased to be able to collaborate with Indigenous groups from around the Southern Hemisphere to name this new whale species.
The Torowa's scientific name is Mesoplodon iuu, from the Kwaidam word for big fish, as most strandings are in areas connected to the Indigenous Khoisan people of Southern Africa. And that is your Wātea News.